It's time to get your football Friday night kicked off with the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7. The show is brought to you by
Elkins BRMC Heart Clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry, Nasari Home Mortgage, Baxter Real Estate, Integrity First Bank, Financial Services and Investment Strategies, Baskin Robbins, Driftwood Lanes, Baxter Retirement Village, The Locker Room, Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate, James Boyette State Farm, Knox Orthopedics, West Rock Orthodontics, Ozark Eye Center.
The voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, will join Coach Maddox to talk about Mountain Home Bomber football coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
At Ozark Eye Center, their focus is on you. Ozark Eye Center has been taking care of eyes in this community since 1984. From routine eye exams and new designer frames to more serious eye diseases and surgical procedures handled right next door at Mountain Home Surgery Center. Doctors William Hill, Allison Booth, and Whitney McFall are proud to call the Twin Lakes area home. Call for your appointment today, 425-2277. Learn more at ozarkeyecenter.com. Ozark Eye Center, Highway 5 North, Mountain Home.
When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mountain Home, Baskin Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety of the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin Robbins' ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin Robbins in Mountain Home, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass.
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com. or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
Mountain Home and the Twin Lakes area are growing and changing, and people outside the region are taking notice. Property values are healthy, the real estate market is strong, and new listings are in demand. If you've been thinking about selling, now is the time, and Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate Group is ready to help. Call Matt at 405-4144 or stop by the office at 1326 Highway 62 East of Mountain Home. Matt Hirschberger and Pegler Real Estate Group are proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Call 405-4144.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. Whether you're opening your first checking account or reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be here for you. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Integrity First Bank, member FDIC. If the need ever arises for you or your loved ones to need cardiac care, rest assured you don't have to travel to receive complete cardiac care. Baxter Regional Heart Clinic provides adult cardiac, thoracic, and vascular care right here in Mountain Home. Combining decades of experience with today's latest treatment options, cardiothoracic and vascular surgeon Dr. Lewis Elkins provides invasive and minimally invasive surgical procedures for many conditions. It's state-of-the-art heart care at Baxter Regional Heart Clinic. Call 870-508-3200.
Well, welcome into the Brian Maddox Show, and Brian, let's talk a little bit about the Sylvan Hills game last week. It was a cold, rainy night there in Pulaski County, and unfortunately, things didn't go well, especially that late second quarter and the second half for us.
Well, it definitely, we didn't come out fully clicking, I guess we'll say it that way, and it was really the first time all year we had to call the team in early and I just kind of chewed into them, to be honest with you, and let's pick it up, and this isn't who we are. And, you know, we're down 14-0. We felt like we weren't tackling. We weren't flying to the ball. We weren't getting off the ball. And they responded. I was really proud of them for that. We ended up tying it back there 14-14. But, you know, I thought the 99-yard run there at the end of the half, obviously, was the big momentum turner, because they're also going to get the ball coming out after halftime. But, yeah, the cold, rainy day, we get that the night we play the one team in the conference that runs it about as much as we do. You know, go figure. We want that tonight for Searcy. But, you know, they won the line of scrimmage, both sides of the ball. I thought it was pretty simple. The things you got to do in cold weather to win, they did. And you know, just sometimes you tip your hat to your opponent, too. They have a better team than what's advertised. I thought they were good up front, good backs.
Yep.
And I was looking at, you know, the statistics usually by this point in the season don't lie. I think second in our conference in terms of how many points they've given up. It's a better defense than people realize.
Well, let's talk about the first half. You talked about kind of starting slow. First three possessions, couldn't get a first down. It was really struggled moving the ball. And fell behind 14-0. They like you said, though, they had a lot to do with that with their defense.
They did. They've got a couple of guys on their defensive line that are hard to move, hard to block, quick, not just big, but quick, good hands. And we really struggled with the nose there early. We came out six-yard run right off the bat with Tatum, and, you know, you're ahead of the chains, and we got nothing else out of that drive. And it was we ended up punting on 4th and 2. And, you know, Dylan Pausch is, in my opinion, one of the better punters in the state, and he hit one of his few just poor punts, and they get the ball at the 45, and you know, just basically 6 running plays, just straight down, right down our throat, just to be honest with you. And we had some missed tackles and things of that nature, and you know, just disappointed in that. You know, the tackling, I think, you know, the coaches would all, if they were all sitting here with me right now, they would all, if you got one word to sum up what we need to be better at, and it's tackling. But again, they're winning up front. It wasn't just that. But, you know, for them to start 7-0 after we get the opening kickoff is, you know, you just – not the start we needed. We needed a big start. We come out the second drive. We're going to spread them out because they've got the box packed pretty tight. And we get in the gun that we broke out the week before a little bit. And they don't spread out at all. And it's one of the reasons I've said – I get this all the time from people. Why don't you guys try to spread it out a little bit more and throw it? Because I've been here since I was knee-high. I've lived here since I was knee-high, and every time we do that, at some point somebody's going to go cover zero, keep everybody else in the box, and there's going to be no run game. It's going to be all in your passing game, and if you're not winning the one-on-one matchups on the perimeter, you're in trouble. And
right. That's
exactly what happened the other night. And so we didn't stay in it very long, but obviously that's 3 and out on the second possession. And, you know, they get the ball back and go down and score again. And really the fullback trap that they scored on, I think we were misaligned, you know, and then we missed 2 tackles there, 1 in the secondary that was disappointing. And that's where we called him over after the extra point, and we let him have a little bit, trying to fire him up and challenge him to play for more pride. And that boy, they responded. Really nice drive there. You know, they kick off to us, pretty nice drive that, you know, I think Lawson ends up finishing it on that long run on the – speed option play that we put in. And you know, Tatum, nice run there, I think 29 yards to start the drive,
right?
You know, we get Blake Pope in there, who's really come on as a ball carrier for us. And you know, it was, you know, we start breaking out the counter play with Hershberger, and it just a really nice drive. Offensive line's clicking, and again, Lawson on the long run, and we get the extra point. We mishandle the snap, so it's 14-6. But still, nice way to respond, because they could have very easily just folded it up for the night. It's cold, it's rainy, nothing's gone their way, and so great response from our kids.
Lawson hit another gear once he broke the line of scrimmage Friday night.
Yeah. He hit turbo. Well, he was one of the ones in the spring when we were timing 40s that it really improved his speed, and you know, it was good to see that, to see him be able to kick that in and break free. And you know, it was a good block on the perimeter there by Hershberger. And Dawson Tabor, if you go back and watch it, he just caved down the left side of the line and got a nice little fake in there to Tatum, and it drew the linebackers down, and there was just a huge seam. Adam Sorrell on the perimeter got a block, and just a nice bit, just a nice lane, and Lawson outran the pursuit, and big play for us. And it gets even bigger on the kickoff.
It does, yeah. Take us through that.
Carlos, you know, you go back, we had Ewan Platt a few years ago, and now Carlos, that can just place these kickoffs almost anywhere, and they hit, you know, some pooch kicks, some different squibs. Sometimes we just kick it deep, but we just try to kick it where they ain't.
Yep.
To use my grammar, and that's what we tell them: kick it where they ain't. And he did. He did a good job. He placed one over there where the kid had to come running for it, mishandled it, went through his hands, and Adam Sorrell went streaking down the sideline, recovered it. And so there you are. We're great field position, I think, down there inside the 20. And I think Gage Hershberger ends up hitting a nice run on the counter play from about 12 yards out. And so touchdown, 14-12, and you're feeling good. The momentum has clearly swung to us. And we go for two, and Lawson made a nice pitch there on the option to Gage. And, you know, I think it was Logan Walker out there at the other halfback spot made a key block and got in there. So it's 14-14, and we're feeling great. We called for another sky kick over the other side, and I think kicker just kind of – it was Dawson kicked off and slipped, I think, a little bit and just mishit it. Didn't go very far, and they recovered it. So they had good field position, but still 3rd and 9. We got them in a 3rd and 9, and they pop a nice run down the sideline from about 50.
Right.
You know, that was the one thing that I didn't want them to have there was just don't give them the big play. Let's make them drive. But that running game just took the pounding up front took its toll as the night went on, I thought. But so it's 21-14, and, you know, we get the ball. We do a good job of getting, you know, we don't move it down and score, but we're able to hold the ball long enough. Pausch hits a beautiful punt down inside the one.
Yes.
And you're going, okay, you know what? Damage is minimized here. We're going to – let's get a stop. I think there's about a minute left. I think they're short on timeouts. Let's just go in the locker room, 21-14. Let's make sure we keep them in front. We actually stunted into the first play they called out of the end zone, and Tabor got him about 2 yards deep, and the kid barely gets out.
Right.
You go – you know, you're sitting there going, man, that's 21-16. If we get that safety and – of course, you know, people I know have always – I've heard say close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. But anyway, the very next play, my goodness gracious, we have 7 kids, not just with a hand on the ball carrier, have him wrapped up, and he breaks free and goes 99 yards for the touchdown. It's 28-14. It's a backbreaker. You know, there's not enough time for us really to do anything with the ball, and they're going to get the ball coming out. And so – I thought that was a really big turning point in the game was you know, the 99-yard run. And Adam Sorrell is out there in open field with this kid that can absolutely fly, and he did a great job to corral him and turn him back and give our pursuit a second chance, but just couldn't get him to the ground. That's the most missed tackles I think we've had in one play probably in my coaching career, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Frustrating play. You know, we got kids flying the ball. We just didn't get him to the ground.
Well, let's take a break. We'll continue with Coach Brian Maddox here in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
When you need sporting goods in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to shop, the Locker Room. The Locker Room offers the top brands in athletic equipment to help your game excel, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Rawlings, Easton, Mizuno, DeMarini, Wilson, Russell, and many more. If your team, league, business, club, or organization needs uniforms or shirts for that special event, let the Locker Room help design the perfect look. Your hometown source for sporting goods, screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and more. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Baxter Retirement Village is one of Arkansas's most desirable retirement communities. Residents enjoy studio or independent living apartments with comfort and security of a staff that cares for their residents like family. Wonderful home-style meals, plus activities, entertainment, transportation, assistance with meds, and more. Choose custom services to suit your specific needs. If Baxter Retirement Village sounds like the right place for you, call them at 424-3599. Baxter Retirement Village in Mountain Home, large enough to serve, small enough to care.
You're hardworking, dependable, and motivated. Your real estate company should be too. If you've been considering selling your property, now's the time to list it with the real estate company that will work as hard as you do from start to finish. Call Baxter Real Estate Company today and work with the brokers and agents that won't quit until the job is done, just like the Mountain Home Bombers. Call Baxter Real Estate Company at 870-424-4545.
Hi, this is Mike Stockton, Financial Advisor with FSIS Group, inviting you to join Coach Brian Maddox and the voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, for the Coach Brian Maddox Show every week. Come see the FSIS team to learn to pick the players for your portfolio, defend your assets, and develop a strong financial game plan. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, call 870-701-5160, or visit us on the web at fsisgroup.com to set an appointment. Go Bombers!
Stop smiling for photos because your teeth aren't straight? Embarrassed the food gets stuck between overlapped front teeth? It's past time to do something about it. You don't need a referral from your family dentist to speak to the only board-certified orthodontic specialist in North Central Arkansas. Dr. Kyle Wenfeld and his team at West Rock Orthodontics in Mountain Home have 3 years of additional university training after dental school to know how to fix your problem. Give West Rock Orthodontics a call at 870-425-5737 to schedule your free consultation today.
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540. Back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. Brian, you go into halftime. It's 28-14 after that 99-yard touchdown run. I know that was just knocked the wind out of the sails of the young men. What was halftime like? What did you have to do to try to get them back up?
Right. Well, that some of it was, you know, checking on some kids that were banged up at first, and then we went in and, you know, again, we find ourselves in a situation where you're having the morale, you know, you're having to pick up morale, you're having to get them to continue to fight and see the bigger picture. And you know, we'd stop by, we saw Ron Chinskowski there at the hospital on the way down, and he was having his surgery. And, you know, Ron's been there for so many of us. Everybody knows Ron, and, you know, he's fighting cancer, obviously, that was one of the things that got brought up by one of the coaches was, you know, this is still a football game, and you know, there's bigger, more important things in life, and so try to challenge them to remember that little kid inside of them, why you play football, and you know, play for the right reasons, play for love of the game. It's so easy to let adversity bring you down, and
right.
You know, and just think about Ron, and you know, I was really proud of our kids because, you know, they really, I thought, continued to fight throughout the game, yeah. And I thought they heeded that advice a little bit. They got some senior leadership that's been really good this year, and really proud of those guys. And you know, Trace Rick, Aaron Talbert, you know, Gavin Magoo, who's Mr. Reliable. I don't think he's missed a rep. Forget a practice. I don't think he's missed a rep in the weight room at practice in 2 years. And you know, that got him a game ball this week. And I, you know, you get game balls for one game performance. How about one for 2 years of day in, day out consistency? But those guys are picking up the younger ones. You know, Dylan Pausch, we got Alex Pizzamini and Cooper Wilson out there on the right side of the line to start the game. Pausch for 2 weeks has just been there building those two guys up, and because they're nervous. You know, varsity right. football at their age yeah. is tough, and really proud of Dylan. And Aaron's on the other side of him as the center. So I really, you know, what's halftime like? It's an opportunity for me to see how far our seniors have grown personally. And just tell you what, when you coach, you grow a bond and attachment with the kids. And,
right.
It's going to be a hard night tonight because just absolutely, I mean it sincerely, our coaching staff loves this group of seniors. They're great kids, and the type of kids you'd want your own, like in my case, I'd want my own son to be around them, the way they treat people, and just really proud of them for that.
That second half, unfortunately, you talk about how they like to run the ball. They did a good job of sustaining drives, and what did we run? Nine plays, I think, in the second half?
Yeah, 10? The yeah. stat sheet I had, we had nine plays for yeah. like 13 yards in the second half, and some of that is obviously we didn't move the chains, but the other part of that is they had the ball the vast majority of the half. I mean, I think it was like a 14-play drive to start the half. Took, I think, over half the quarter off the clock. Mm-hmm. And I will say this, though, that's the defensive performance you want. If you're going to give up points, make them snap it 14, 15 times. And we did that twice in the second half. We're making them move the ball slowly. And, you know, I was telling Coach Withrow, you jerk, you stole some of our schemes. They ran the midline and the fullback trap. And I kind of suspected that something was coming with him because he's been talking to me off-season, before and after the game last year, and then again this week about how much he loves the option stuff. And Jerk broke it out. They ran the midline really well.
They did.
And I say that kidding. He's a great guy and does a good job. They really impressed with the way they executed. They ran the G scheme, the ISO, the toss, and, you know, about five or six schemes, and that was it. It just over and over and over out of that I formation. You could tell that they had subscribed to, we're going to do less but do it better. And they're going to be hard to handle. They're kind of picking up steam at the right time,
just like they did last year.
Yes, sir.
And
defense and running game, as the temperature gets cold and the playoffs come around, the nerves pick up. You know, that's why I've always felt like it's real important to build around a running game, because that's what holds up late in the year come playoff time. And I think that's why they did some damage last year. Marion just wiped them out in the regular season last year, and then they got them in the playoffs. Uh-huh.
And they played Greenwood closer than anybody else in the postseason
last
year.
Yep. That keep Greenwood's offense off the field, and they did that well, and they got some stops. And so anyway, there's some dangerous teams in our conference. This is it seems like our conference continues to get better and better each year.
Yes.
You know, it's unfortunate for us. we play. That's one of the things we talk to our kids about. You guys play, I mean, in my opinion, one of the best high school conferences in the state for sure. You know, you got to embrace that challenge. But anyway, back to the main point. Yeah, they're gonna be dangerous down the stretch for sure.
They will. We'll take a break, come back, and talk about tonight's opponent, Searcy. We'll continue in just a few moments on the Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing, continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
At Ozark Eye Center, their focus is on you. Ozark Eye Center has been taking care of eyes in this community since 1984. From routine eye exams and new designer frames to more serious eye diseases and surgical procedures handled right next door at Mountain Home Surgery Center. Doctors William Hill, Allison Booth, and Whitney McFall are proud to call the Twin Lakes area home. Call for your appointment today, 425-2277. Learn more at OzarkEyeCenter.com. Ozark Eye Center, Highway 5 North, Mountain Home.
If you're looking for something fun to do with the family this weekend, head to Driftwood Lanes, where everyone will have a great time. Driftwood Lanes offers more than just bowling, with their very popular cosmic bowling, bumper bowling for the kids, lots of video games in the arcade, pool tables, and a full-service snack bar. Book your next birthday party at Driftwood Lanes and let them take care of the cake, pizza, and balloons while you and the kids have fun on the lanes. Party times are available each Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass of Mountain Home, open till midnight Friday and Saturday nights.
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
Mountain Home and the Twin Lakes area are growing and changing, and people outside the region are taking notice. Property values are healthy, the real estate market is strong, and new listings are in demand. If you've been thinking about selling, now is the time, and Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate Group is ready to help. Call Matt at 405-4144 or stop by the office at 1326 Highway 62 East of Mountain Home. Matt Hirschberger and Pegler Real Estate Group are proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Call 405-4144.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. Whether you're opening your first checking account or reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be here for you. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep integrity first. Go Bombers!
Integrity First Bank. Member FDIC. If the need ever arises for you or your loved ones to need cardiac care, rest assured you don't have to travel to receive complete cardiac care. Baxter Regional Heart Clinic provides adult cardiac, thoracic, and vascular care right here in Mountain Home. Combining decades of experience with today's latest treatment options, cardiothoracic and vascular surgeon Dr. Lewis Elkins provides invasive and minimally invasive surgical procedures for many conditions. It's state-of-the-art heart care at Baxter Regional Heart Clinic. Call 870-508-3200.
We're back with Coach Brian Maddox, and Brian, senior night tonight, and you mentioned earlier in the show a lot of seniors are going to be honored. It's going to be a lot with all the sports and different activities. I think Mitch told me, was it 77 or something like that?
Something, yeah, somewhere in the 70s, I think. Yeah. He had said something to me about that, too. It's crazy how many kids, and it's great for Mountain Home Athletics. The number of different activities. It's one of the things that I've always felt, just forget being a football coach, as a dad in this district, mm-hmm. the number of opportunities for our kids. It's a great place to go to school because we offer so many things. And got a great cross-country team, and I think those kids are going to get recognized. I think tennis, band, cheer, dance, just the whole works. I mean, it's going to be a lot of kids for sure. So it's a good night. A lot of kids on our football team that I've known a long time. Some of them I watched grow up, and I remember Dylan Pausch being on the sidelines as a ball boy back when Zach Hawthorne and those guys were coming through, and just what a difference just about 7 or 8 years makes with some of these kids. And Hunter Price, and I've known Kelvin a long time, right. And at the working with him at the junior high, and Austin Lance, Adam Sorrell as an example playing basketball. I had him in soccer, and I don't know, just so many of these kids. I can go on and on and on. And of course, we've got some exchange students, and Macario, he moved in from Jonesboro this year. So not some of these kids aren't your typical lifers here in Mountain Home, lifetime seniors in the football program, but some great kids nonetheless. Macario is a great kid, and I know Coach Coleman over at Jonesboro can't say enough about him, but. Anyway, I can go on and on. I know it's a short show, and I need to zip it. But great kids tonight that being recognized.
Well, let's talk about Searcy. This is a team that's 7-1, coming off their first loss of the season last week against Jonesboro. My goodness, they've got the weapons on offense, don't they?
It's sickening that they keep getting these move-ins. Augusta. I think they benefited from Augusta. Some Augusta transfers the last 2 or 3 years, right. And the big move in was he's number one is a wide receiver. You'll recognize him real quick,
Marlon Crockett.
He looks good in uniform, and he was in Texas last year. I think player of the year in his conference in Texas as a sophomore. And the kid's tall, lanky, can run. He's got great hands, and they try to throw it up to him. And really, the visually their running back, the Guthrie kid. If you look at him, you go, that's their running back, and. And then you watch him run. He doesn't look the part, but the kid can move. He's shifty. He's just side to side. They throw it to him some as well. He's got good hands. But third year in a row, very impressed with their quarterback, the Dixon kid. I think over 2,500 yards and 25 touchdowns, I think, plus, and only 6 or 7 interceptions. They throw the ball really, really well. Now, they throw it short quite a bit. They're going to screen you. Quick game, slant, sticks, spot routes, but a lot of RPOs. They run more RPO than anybody in the conference, and that's saying something. And what I mean by that, they'll have, the offensive line will block for the run. The running back will go through his path to get the ball. On the perimeter, the receivers are running routes, and the quarterback pre-snap has a read that dictates which one he takes. And so, really, it's a triple option out of the spread, so to speak, sometimes quadruple option. And they are very, very good at it. They got Coach West and I have been talking about this for about 2 or 3 years. Marion, Searcy, West Memphis, Jonesboro is really good at this. The amount of time it takes from the ball to get from the center and the shotgun snap to the quarterback's hands to the receiver out there on the perimeter on a bubble screen or whatever it is, a tunnel, it's probably a little bit faster than we get it on the pitch on the triple option. That's how fast they get the ball moving. And that's just incredible.
It is.
To watch. And it takes a lot of repetition and obviously some pretty talented quarterbacks to throw the thing without – they don't even grab the laces. They just grab the ball however it comes to them and just zip it out there. And you know, that's what's made the spread so much harder to defend, is how fast they can get the ball to move from point A to point B. But anyway, big challenge. They block well on the perimeter. Good running game. They don't have a Razorback this year on their offensive line like they did last year. But, again, two pretty good-sized tackles that can move. And so, again, once I think I say this every week, but it's sincere. Our defense, another big challenge tonight for our defense.
Tell us about the Lions defensively.
So they've got they're a 3-4. Last year they were the group that really started stemming. They'd move right before we'd snap the ball into a different front. Mm-hmm. They'll be very multiple. The nose, I'm drawing a blank on the kid's name, but I would say he's their best player. You'll see him, defensive lineman right over the center. Big kid that can move laterally, good with his hands. So he's going to draw some double teams, maybe even a triple team or two from us tonight. He was chirping at team camp, and the kids remember that. We saw them down there at Batesville Southside. But, so they got some linebackers that can run to the football. I still feel they are a better team on offense than they are on defense, but this is one of the better years they've had on defense statistically. Last year, I think they were 6th or 7th in points given up. And this year, I think they're in the top 3 in the conference. So, I mean, they've improved for sure. I know they get in that 3-4 to defend the spread that you see so much in our conference, but they'll adjust that to a 5-3. Last year, I think at one point it looked like a 5-4. The safety, they had the two safeties just walk down to linebacker depth. So they're going to load the box and see if they can make us throw it and do something else other than pound the ball. And, it's real important for us tonight with our offense that we sustain drives, that we get first downs, that we run the clock. Hopefully the cold weather, we can get them out of rhythm, get them to make some mistakes on offense. Last time they came up here, that was the formula. You know, we had them on the ropes, and
yep,
it took a small miracle for them to walk out of here with a win, and they got it. But I think we lost 28-21 last
time
they came
right
up. But yep, cold weather, and they couldn't get us off the field, and their offense got out of rhythm. So we need the same thing tonight for sure.
We'll take a break. We'll continue here in just a moment with the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
When you need sporting goods of the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to shop, The Locker Room. The Locker Room offers the top brands in athletic equipment to help your game excel, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Rawlings, Easton, Mizuno, DeMarini, Wilson, Russell, and many more. If your team, league, business, club, or organization needs uniforms or shirts for that special event, let The Locker Room help design the perfect look. Your hometown source for sporting goods, screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and more. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Baxter Retirement Village is one of Arkansas's most desirable retirement communities. Residents enjoy studio or independent living apartments with comfort and security of a staff that cares for their residents like family. Wonderful home-style meals, plus activities, entertainment, transportation, assistance with meds, and more. Choose custom services to suit your specific needs. If Baxter Retirement Village sounds like the right place for you, call them at 424-3599. Baxter Retirement Village in Mountain Home. Large enough to serve, small enough to care.
You're hardworking, dependable, and motivated. Your real estate company should be too. If you've been considering selling your property, now's the time to list it with a real estate company that will work as hard as you do from start to finish. Call Baxter Real Estate Company today and work with the brokers and agents that won't quit until the job is done, just like the Mountain Home Bombers. Call Baxter Real Estate Company at 870-424-4545.
Hi, this is Mike Stockton, Financial Advisor with FSIS Group, inviting you to join Coach Brian Maddox and the voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, for the Coach Brian Maddox Show every week. Come see the FSIS team to learn to pick the players for your portfolio, defend your assets, and develop a strong financial game plan. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Call 870-701-5160 or visit us on the web at fsisgroup.com to set an appointment. Go Bombers!
Stop smiling for photos because your teeth aren't straight? Embarrassed the food gets stuck between overlapped front teeth? It's past time to do something about it. You don't need a referral from your family dentist to speak to the only board-certified orthodontic specialist in North Central Arkansas. Dr. Kyle Wenfeld and his team at West Rock Orthodontics in Mountain Home have 3 years of additional university training after dental school to know how to fix your problem. Give West Rock Orthodontics a call at 870-425-5737 to schedule your free consultation today.
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540. We continue with the Coach Brian Maddox Show. And, Brian, unfortunately, injuries have kind of stacked up this year. Part of football, I guess, some folks would say. But what's that situation look like tonight?
Well, I don't want to talk about it. you know, no Aiden Ritchie, no Austin Lance, and obviously that hurts. Those two have been the nucleus, the offensive line. And, of course, Bryce for the year and Anthony Mojica and Kay Stern. A little bit of a scare. Aaron Talbert, he's tougher than nails. He's been dealing with what we think is a pinched nerve in his shoulder, neck region all year. And Wednesday at practice went down, and we thought, you know, it was just same thing, and it was hurting him pretty bad. And thankfully we'll have him tonight. He told me before he went in, he said, "Coach, I'm playing. I don't care what they tell me." and you believe him when he says it. And we've had Vin Lee limping around. He got rolled up at practice from behind. Go figure, just unlucky deal. But he's good to go. So thankfully we do have essentially the same roster we had last week, and that's good to be able to say. So basically same. You'll see a lot of the same kids out there that you saw against Sylvan Hills.
Okay, let's talk about the keys. What do you have to do to win tonight?
What we talked about before the break, I think it's real important. That we have some long drives and that we finish them with points. I suspect, and they don't show this on film, but I suspect we're going to see a lot of onside kicks. I know Coach Kelly wants. He's a stat guy. He wants to rack up yards and points, and he doesn't want us to have the ball. And so he feels like if we can just kick the onside kicks and recover a few of them, steal possessions. They did that last year. We were kind of matching them score for score, and then they got that onside kick, and it turned the game.
Right.
So we've got to recover the onside kicks. And then also limit the big play. You know, they're going to complete screens. They are going to move the ball. They're explosive. But if we cannot give up the big play, if we can tackle in space – you know, don't let a bubble screen turn into an 80-yard touchdown or a 50-yard touchdown. Don't get beat on the fade with number one. And, you know, don't let that back squirt it out of there for big plays. If they're going to score, let's make them drive the length of the field and, you know, shorten the game, see if we can be in it in the fourth quarter and put some pressure on them.
All right, Brian, good luck.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate you.
All right, Coach Brian Maddox, we'll take a break. Join you live from Bomber Stadium next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Let's play some football!
You've been listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show, brought to you by
Elkins BRMC Heart Clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry, Nasari Home Mortgage, Baxter Real Estate, Integrity First Bank, Financial Services and Investment Strategies, Baskin Robbins, Driftwood Lanes, Baxter Retirement Village, The Locker Room, Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate, James Boyette State Farm, Knox Orthopedics, West Rock Orthodontics, Ozark Eye Center.
Join us each Friday night at 5:30 to get the latest information about your Mountain Home Bombers on Classic Hits 101.7.